heart and soul. Now here's our regular speaker, David Evans. David?
Are you sometimes drowned by difficulties in life? In 1891, George W. Truett became financial agent for Baylor University in Waco, Texas, with the responsibility of raising $92,000 to pay the mortgage on the university and thus to save it from ruin. In the company of B.H. Carroll, who was president of the university and pastor of the First Baptist Church in Waco, he set out to raise the money from Texas Baptists. On one occasion, Carroll and Truett were to speak at a church in a remote community. They expected a large crowd of well-to-do people, but the crowd was small. Truett said to Carroll, "Dr. Carroll, of course we will not take a collection from this small group of people here today. Don't you think it best to dismiss them and let them go back to their homes now?" Dr. Carroll looked sternly at him and said, "Brother Truett, never take counsel of your fears or of appearances. Of course we will proceed, just as though the tabernacle were full of people. I will preach, then you will speak to them about Baylor and take the offering as usual." Many of us need Carroll's advice to never take counsel of our fears. We look around and see many frightening things, the threat of illness, the haunting fear of death, and the uncertainty of life. And too often we take counsel of those fears and nearly drown in the difficulties. In other words, we believe our fears before we believe in God. Now this is exactly what happened to Simon Peter, just after the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus sent the disciples away in a boat to the other side of the Sea of Galilee because he wanted some time alone for prayer and rest. Now, while Jesus was on the mountain, the disciples were already a considerable distance away because of the strong wind and waves buffeting the boat. Suddenly, they saw someone walking toward them across the waves, and this almost frightened them out of their wits. They thought it was a ghost, but the familiar voice of Jesus reassured them. Then Peter, impulsive and impetuous, decided that he wanted to cross the water to Jesus. Once on the water, his faith failed and he started to sink. Peter was almost drowned by the difficulties. What can we do when we are almost drowned by our difficulties in life? Well, I think firstly, we need to ask the question, why are we almost drowned by difficulties? At some point, we all face them. And if we know that we will face them, why are we sometimes almost overwhelmed by them? I think, firstly, we are almost drowned by difficulties because we overemphasize them. Notice a key expression in Matthew 14:30, "But when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid." It was not until Peter noticed the wind and began to overemphasize its importance that he really got into trouble. And then we're almost drowned by difficulties when we become possessed with the problem. When Peter became possessed with the problem of walking on the water, in the midst of the wind and the waves, he failed. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus and did not concentrate on the problem of staying up, he was safe. But when he let the problem become the primary thing, he sank. When the 10 unfaithful spies reported to Moses that the promised land could not be taken, they were possessed with the problem. They saw that it was a land flowing with milk and honey. They knew that God had promised it to them, but they were so possessed with the problem that they could not act. They were paralyzed. Caleb and Joshua, however, saw the problem and refused to be possessed by it. They gave an optimistic report, knowing that the land could be taken with God's help. Why? Because God had said so. Remember Thomas A. Edison? Well, he was well aware of the problem in making an incandescent light bulb. He faced failure hundreds of times, yet refused to give primary emphasis to the problem. Again and again he experimented with materials for the filament until he found the material that would work. The second thing we need to know is what we do when we're almost drowned by difficulties. When we're almost drowned by difficulties, there's several things that we can do. Firstly, face the facts, but do not let them overwhelm us. You know, you cannot defeat anything by running from it. In 1896, B.W. Spillman was elected the first Baptist Sunday School missionary in North Carolina. He was repeatedly told that his program for teaching and training the people in North Carolina would not succeed. After hours of prayer concerning this matter to which he had given his life, Spillman reached for his desk dictionary and marked out the word failure. Failure did not exist for Spillman after that. Spillman faced the facts, but refused to be defeated by them. We need to face the facts of our situation, but don't let the facts overwhelm us. Then we need to look to Christ in faith. Peter took his eyes off the Saviour and looked instead at the wind and the waves. As long as he looked to Christ in faith, he was able to succeed in walking on the water. You may not be interested in walking on water, but if you are facing difficulties, look beyond them to Christ in faith, for it is the will of the Lord that in all these things we are to be more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. And then we need to call to Christ, like Peter did, when he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and saved him. As we call on Christ, he has the power to save us from any difficulty, but we cannot experience that power until we call on him. You know something else about this story? Was it water actually that Peter walked on? I believe that it's true, as one has written recently that I read, that Peter did not walk so much on the water, but that he walked on the Word, the living Word, the Word of God that was spoken to him by the Saviour. You know, there is power in the Word of God. If God says that you can do something, then you better believe it. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the wind and the waves. What is he calling you to do at this moment? And you're balking and you're saying, "It's too much for me. I don't think I can do it." Or, "I won't have enough money to commit myself to it." Or whatever that difficulty might be. And it's stopping you. It's paralyzing you at the moment. You've heard the word of the Lord, but that word is not what you're walking on. You're walking, rather, on the water of life's difficulties. And you're sinking in it. And if some rescue doesn't happen soon, then you're going to go down under it, and it's never going to happen in your life. But God has called you to victory. He's called you to be more than conqueror. He's called you to overcome. And the Bible says, "To him that overcomes will I give the crown of life that fades not away." We call to Christ in faith today to save us. Leighton Ford has said, "Belief is not faith without evidence, but commitment without reservation." Friends, today, at times the difficulties of life seem so great that they almost drown us, but Jesus comes into these times to give us strength and help us when we call on him in faith. Will you do that today? Will you stand upon the word that God has given to you? Will you refuse to look around you and be defeated by the circumstances? No, have this as your testimony today. I am going to be more than conqueror. Not just conqueror, but more than conqueror through him that loved me, even Jesus Christ. I pray that we will hear of some tremendous things happening in people's lives as they begin to pursue the word of the Lord. And as the word goes forth, the Holy Spirit will move on that word in your life. And in spite of the difficulties, he will bring it to pass. Take that as a word of encouragement to you today. If you're stepping out in faith and you don't know which way to go, then walk on the word that God has given you, and the difficulties will never overwhelm you. May God help you in your journey.
From heaven above with
God is indeed an awesome God. We'll be back with more Heart and Soul in just a moment.